This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One can only believe J.P. Morgan's CEO, Jamie Dimon, is thanking his lucky stars the Supreme Court chose today to release its health care ruling, thus sucking up much of the news media's attention. Sadly for him, the New York Times has been digging into the bank's $2 billion loss from a month or so ago, and it turns out $2 billion might be the least of Mr. Dimon's problems. Jessica Silver Greenberg wrote the story in the Times today. Jessica, good to have you here.
Good to be here.
So you are reporting this morning that this trade that happened over in London by the J.P. Morgan trader could be a whole lot worse than we thought, from $2 to almost $9 billion conceivably. How does this happen?
Well, okay, so to start with a caveat, which is always fun.
Mm-hmm. Always.
The $9 billion is the worst case scenario. So that's if basically the market turns against them, if the most volatile positions that they're trying to get out of, you know, prove more expensive and more costly to get out of than they initially expected. So we are talking, you know, kind of nightmare, apocalyptic
right,
scenario.
Well, talk to me about just a bad dream scenario. What's a more realistic possibility here?
Well, so there's all different kinds of estimates that are floating. And of course, Jamie Dimon himself has said that, you know, these estimations of losses fluctuate day to day because, of course, they're based on this mercurial market and the people on the other side of this trade. But JP Morgan's going to disclose its earnings July 13th, I believe. And at that point, most expectations are that the loss currently stands on that bungled, botched, whatever you want to call it, trade between $4 and $6 billion. Although what we've been hearing is that it's more likely around $5 billion.
Did you talk to people in your reporting who were involved on either side of these trades? I mean, how do you know what you know?
Yeah, I did, is the short answer. So we talked to a bunch of credit traders. We talked to hedge funds. We talked to traders within J.P. Morgan, both current and former. So that is where we're getting a lot of the outlines of this trade that Mr. Dimon has done a lot to try to keep under wraps, in part because any more publicity or knowledge about the intricacies of this trade mean that it could cost the bank more money to get out of.
One has to imagine that Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, is number one, tearing his hair out, and number two, waiting for a call from the Senate Banking Committee saying, hey, Mr. Dimon, come on down to Washington and talk to us again.
Well, the Senate didn't exactly throw him hardball questions
the first time around. Very true. That is very true. But
I will say that the timing of this loss is not good, in part because it's happening as these debates are raging in Washington about how much banks should be reined in terms of the risky bets that they make with taxpayer-insured money, right? Mm-hmm. Taxpayer-backed money, federally insured money. So Jamie Dimon has been a very vociferous critic of the regulations that are being hashed out in Washington. And so that means that this really undercuts his credibility in terms of how much force he has to say, no, no, we've got this under control. We can manage our risk, and we certainly don't need any further restrictions on what we can do.
Jessica Silver Greenberg at the New York Times. Jessica, thanks a lot.
Thank you.